Good morning and welcome to Simply CRE. It's Tuesday, April 23rd. On today's show, developers are increasingly looking to convert office space into residential units, while a century-old mechanical contracting firm moves its headquarters to Lynnwood. Plus, Stonemont and PCCP launch a new project in Tampa. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply CRE. As remote work continues to impact office occupancy rates across the country, developers are increasingly looking to convert vacant office buildings into residential properties. With office vacancy rates at a 30-year high and a housing shortage in many areas, the idea of repurposing these spaces is gaining traction. For more on this trend, we turn to our correspondent. What can you tell us about the scale of these office-to-residential conversions happening nationwide?
The trend of converting office buildings into housing is definitely on the rise. According to research from commercial real estate firm CBRE, office conversions are set to peak this year at more than 20 million square feet. That's a significant jump from the 6.3 million square feet converted in 2021. Nationwide, there are currently 119 office conversion projects either completed or under construction this year, which is the highest number since CBRE began tracking this data in 2016. If all those projects are completed, it could add around 44,000 new housing units to the market.
Those are some impressive numbers. But in the grand scheme of the total U.S. office market, how significant is this conversion activity so far?
While the trend is accelerating, office-to-residential conversions still represent a relatively small slice of the overall office market. CBRE's data shows that since 2016, projects representing 125 million square feet of office space have been converted or are slated to be converted to other uses, primarily housing. However, that 125 million square feet only represents about 2% of the total U.S. office inventory. So there's still a lot of potential for additional conversions if the demand for housing remains high and office vacancies continue to climb.
What are some of the factors enabling developers to pursue these conversion projects? Transforming an office building into apartments seems like it would be a complex undertaking.
There are a few key things making these projects more feasible for developers. Some states and cities are offering tax breaks or other incentives to encourage office conversions. Additionally, local governments in certain areas have made zoning changes to allow office buildings to be repurposed for residential use. The specifics vary by location, but those types of regulatory and financial support can help make the economics work for developers taking on these complex projects.
Can you give us an example of one of these conversion projects happening at the local level?
One recent example is in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, where developer Mike Wampold converted the top 12 floors of the Chase South Tower from commercial offices into residential apartments. That project, located in the city's downtown, transformed a traditional office building into a multi-use property with both office and residential components. It's an illustration of how these conversions can help bring a new mix of uses into buildings or districts that were previously dominated by office space.
It will be interesting to see if more developers pursue similar projects, especially in cities where the balance of office and housing demand has shifted significantly in recent years. Thanks for your insights on this evolving trend. Shifting gears to the world of tech, Figma, the popular design collaboration startup, is adding new generative AI features to its FigJam whiteboarding tool while it awaits regulatory approval of its $20 billion acquisition by Adobe. Here with more details is our correspondent. So tell us, what kind of AI capabilities is Figma bringing to FigJam?
Figma is introducing three key generative AI features to make it easier for users to get started with FigJam and organize their projects. The first allows users to create new FigJam boards from a simple text prompt, helping to overcome that intimidating blank canvas. Users can describe what they need, like a calendar or project timeline, and the AI will generate a template to get them going.
Interesting. And what about once users have content on their FigJam boards? I understand those digital sticky notes can get a bit chaotic as ideas pile up.
Exactly. And that's where the second new AI feature comes in. Figma has developed a way to automatically sort and categorize those sticky notes into logical groupings, whether by theme, assigned person, or other criteria. This should help bring some much-needed organization to busy brainstorming sessions and design projects.
Very useful. Now, with all that content sorted, is there an easy way for users to get the key takeaways without having to scroll through every single note?
Yes, the third AI edition is a summarization tool that can generate an overview of the main points from a sea of sticky notes. Figma's chief product officer explained this will save users a lot of time in synthesizing all the information captured on a full FigJam board. It's leveraging OpenAI's language model, fine-tuned to understand Figma and FigJam concepts.
Fascinating. Now, who is the typical user that will benefit from these new AI capabilities in FigJam? Is it mainly Figma's core base of designers?
Actually, Figma reports that 2/3 of FigJam's weekly active users are not designers. The whiteboarding tool has gained popularity across different teams, like product, engineering, marketing, and project management, to collaborate on all sorts of work. With recent surveys showing over 70% of employees struggle with collaboration, these AI features could help many new users get up and running with less friction.
Thanks for the update on Figma's AI features. While we wait for more details on our next story, let's shift gears and discuss a new development in Tampa, Florida. A joint venture between Stonemont Financial Group and PCCP is developing a new industrial facility called TIA Executive Center. Construction on the 100,620-square-foot project is set to begin next month, with completion targeted for the first quarter of 2024. For more details, we're joined now by our correspondent. What can you tell us about the location and features of this new development?
The TIA Executive Center is strategically located just 2 miles from the Tampa International Airport, providing convenient access to major highways like 589 and 580. It will also be only 11 miles from downtown Tampa and Port Tampa Bay. As for the building specs, it will offer 32-foot clear heights, which is desirable for many industrial users today. There will also be speculative office suites built, and the warehouse space can be divisible down to 33,000 square feet to accommodate smaller tenants.
Stonemont Financial Group seems to be quite active in developing industrial real estate across Florida. What other projects do they have in the works in the state currently?
You're right. Stonemont has made Florida a major focus for their approximately $5 billion portfolio. They have over 1.5 million square feet of industrial space under construction in Groveland, Florida, and another roughly 457,000 square foot project in Ocala. Just last month, Stonemont also completed a major 1.3 million square foot logistics park called South Florida Logistics Center 95 in Fort Pierce. So they are definitely expanding their footprint throughout the state.
How would you characterize the overall health and activity of the industrial real estate market in the Tampa area?
The Tampa industrial market remains quite robust. As of February, there was nearly 5 million square feet of new warehouse and distribution space under construction in the metro area. The vacancy rate of 6.4% is slightly higher than the U.S. average, but still points to steady demand and leasing activity. In fact, other major developers like Clarion Partners, Seafried Properties, and Hines all have large-scale projects underway in the Tampa area as well, which shows confidence in the continued strength of this market.
Thanks for that update and analysis of this new industrial development getting underway in Tampa. Definitely a market and a sector to watch closely in the months ahead. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply CRE. We'll see you back here tomorrow.